Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
100% capacity. That entertainment venue in Wheeling was under COVID-19 restrictions for a year and a half. I'm Tony Allard.
This report is sponsored by Train Heating and Cooling, because it's hard to stop a train.
In Ohio County today, crews coming down to the short strokes on the U.S. Route 40 work beneath the I-70 overpass. Intermittent single-lane shutdowns between Kruger and Overbrook streets should go away by end of business today as this project wraps. And in downtown Wheeling, tomorrow, a free Chariot Street Festival will get underway around 2 p.m. at the Wheeling Heritage Port on Water Street. Featuring Indian street food, family entertainment, and a 5 p.m. parade, the event wraps at 8. That is your latest. I'm Carol Finelli, Total Traffic.
Bring home unstoppable comfort with the new Train heating and cooling system. At Train, they test, so it runs. For a limited time, you can get a great deal on a qualifying new Train system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a train.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy for Salsa Joe Smokehouse, located at the former Undo's location in Elm Grove. This place is happening with live music and great food. And if you're looking for advice, I recommend the pulled pork burrito, stuffed with rice, cowboy beans, cheese, topped with white sauce, red sauce, or a little bit of both, and black beans and corn. Sweet baby Jesus is this thing big and delicious. Tommy at Salsa Joe's in Elm Grove also wants me to let you know Salsa Joe's is all about parties, events, private dining, and more. So check out this new restaurant in Elm Grove, Salsa Joe's.
When Mary arrived for her second visit, she opened my door and danced from the door to my front desk with this huge smile on her face. And then she just started bawling. She starts to tell me that it was the first time in 12 years that she felt relief. And then I started to well up.
That's Dr. Sean Ritchie of Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. And Mary Danced In is just one of his thousands of success stories.
Peripheral neuropathy, if I can explain it in terms that they feel it, it's like if you would sit on your foot and your foot falls asleep, you start to tap it and it comes back to life. Or their foot never comes back to life. It's always feeling that numbness, that pins and needles, that tingling, and it just never goes away. So Mary comes in, proceeded to hear that she's had this for 12 years, got to the point where she was about to go into a walker. 2 days later, she's dancing.
For your free consultation, call 304-224-1333. That's 304-224-1333. Or visit MaryDancedIn.com.
I am Dr. Sean Ritchie. I am teaming up with Dr. Michael Skarden to bring hope to the neuropathy sufferers in the Weirton area.
This is the Daily McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Using your personal information, an identity thief can file a fraudulent tax return and claim a refund.
Schlepp's Family Restaurant, Morristown. Stop in today for their signature ribs and chicken.
Affordable service for your car or truck. WheelingTire.com.
Talking to veterans about the real issues they're dealing with can be uncomfortable. But when their behavior changes, it's time to act. Call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
This is Chris Collinsworth. Here's what's trending on the iHeart Sports Network, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
High-scoring Bradley Beal is officially off the U.S. Olympic basketball team after entering health and safety protocols. The U.S. exhibition with Australia tonight canceled as well. The second half of the baseball season starts tonight. The Pirates begin by hosting the Mets. There's one more day for the Penguins to submit their protected players list to the NHL ahead of next week's expansion draft for the new team coming to Seattle. I'm Matt McCoy.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SPORTS for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SPORTS for a special offer when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
News Radio 1170 WWVA. Severe Weather Team 9 forecast.
A partly sunny sky on this Friday. It'll be very warm and humid with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms will start to break out during the afternoon hours, continuing into Friday night with low temperatures in the upper 60s. Saturday, partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms around, especially in the afternoon, highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Chef Hexlon.
Bloom Daddy.
Bloom Daddy Radio Network. We lost the King of Stink, gladly. He had to leave for football practice. Sam is out today, so it's just the two of us. That's it. It's me and Otis.
It's just like a regular day.
Yeah, and President Joe Biden, who is actually sympathizing with the Brazilian president, because apparently this guy has an extreme case of hiccups.
To where he's been hospitalized.
Correct. And Joe is trying to tell you he's got his own problems, though.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Joey B. Did you hear about the Brazilian president's in the hospital with his hiccups? Terrible thing, hiccups. But I know what he's going through. I got a little problem of my own. I got them Australian hiccups, the hiccups from down under. Usually hit me after an Arby's big beef and cheddar. And then Jill come in the room and say, hey, why does it smell like big beef and cheddar, Joseph? I used to blame the dogs, but only half of them are left. Oh, the dogs, God love them. It gets even worse when I'm upset. I gotta run.
Why is it that fart sounds are so amusing? We need to do a whole show just on that.
No, we don't.
Fun Friday topic, talk to text. Is this the worst invention since the Ford Pinto? Is this the worst invention since hair in a can? Because I think it is. It never works. Ever. And I used to try to use it until I sent out a number of texts that didn't exactly translate the way I wanted them to. Like when I was talking to a mom of a child that I coached, and the kid was about 10, and I really didn't know the mom that well. And she texted me, how did her son pitch? And I said, he pitched very well, way more strikes than balls, and he kept his composure. At least that's what I said into the phone. Then I get a text back saying, what? With a bunch of question marks, and I look at it, and what it did say was, instead of he pitched very well, way more strikes than balls, he kept his composure, what it said was, hey, bitch, way more strikes and my balls are composed. So I learned a really good lesson from that point on. Always look at it before you send it. But seriously, why have it if it's never going to work? It never, unless you talk like this into your phone, it never comes out the way you want it. And if you ever had an experience like the one I just described, phone lines are open, 800-624-1170. I threw this on Bloom Daddy on Facebook, and I got this response from Amy. She said, I once almost sent a message to my husband that had die right in the middle of a sentence. Luckily, I checked it first. Christy said, I never do it. Kathy, we live in near a Mennonite community. My husband drives them to appointments, shopping, etc. Once I texted the word Mennonites and it came out men in tights. Chuck said my talk to text translated something I said into I like little boys. Oh. Glad I proofread before I sent it. I don't remember what I was actually saying. Jane said it's bad enough typing text and still not getting it right, let alone trying to talk to text. Lisa, I never use it. I end up having to edit everything anyway, so I might as well type it. And Vic texted me this. He said, you know, the worst part about it is that sometimes you forget to send it, and then we'll say everything you're saying after what you wanted to say, and then you end up sending it without reading it. And that's happened to me, too, where I've been talk to texting, and then all of a sudden somebody will say, you get distracted, and you turn around, or maybe like a phone call, like a landline. Mm-hmm. I've done it here in the studio, and I pick up, and I'm talking, and then I just hit send, and my entire conversation from the phone is included with the text. Have you ever had any horror stories?
Not with talk to text. I think most of my horror stories are where, you know, when you get multiple texts from different people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, and then you start to respond to one person and you actually send it to the wrong person.
Oh, that's terrible, too.
I've had more bad experiences with that than I have anything with talk to text. Because I tried talk to text for a while. And by the time you go back and correct everything,
you might as well have typed it.
You might as well have typed it.
I got this from Lou, BloomDaddy at iHeartMedia.com. He said, he gave me some examples. He said, I've kept these because it's happened so many times. He said, I said, good to know you're coming home. It said, God knows you're coming out. I said, you want mozzarella balls? It said, what's up with Walt's balls? I said, we've been fixing this a long time. It said, we've been effing this a long time. I said, reflective prayer time. It said, reflective play time. I said, it's Lou, Joyce, and Andy. It said, hey, Lou, enjoy Sandy. I said, have a nice flight. We'll talk text when you get home. It said, have a nice flight. We'll talk sex when you get home. And I said, she rested through the night and into the day. It said, she rusted through the night and into the day. He said, I've saved dozens of these mix-ups over the years. Hope you enjoy a few I sent, Lou. I did. I mean, because I think we've all been there. And it's like, what? We put a man on the moon in 1969, and we can't figure out a way to correctly use talk to text or utilize talk to text. I sometimes wonder why it's even there.
Well, can you imagine?
Because it never works.
Well, Stink can't use it anyway.
Oh, my God.
here's what it would say.
Don't do it. Don't. You're so mean.
Just in case he's listening.
Yeah, you're so mean. All right, go ahead and do it.
No.
He's at football practice. Go ahead.
So just in case, this is what the letter would be like, the teacher from Charlie Brown. Or any adults in the Charlie Brown.
Bryce said this, I once meant to say getting a shower, then coming to get you, but it sent greeting the shooter, then coming to get you. And Wayne, he said, I need to check my text every time I do a talk to text because I had one go out and it ended up saying F you and it went to my wife and I did not say that. Needless to say, I was in hot water for at least 6 hours until I was able to explain what happened. So just some more examples of talk to text never working.
Have you ever just texted and it just automatically, you know, autocorrects, and then you send it and then you try to correct it and it autocorrects it again. And then you just like, that's how I've hit, somebody had sent me a text and they tried to autocorrect the same word four times and it just kept coming.
I just got this from Cindy, Bloomdaddy at iHeartMedia.com. She said, my dear friend will send me texts in the morning. Last week I got, good morning, Sophia. I texted back, good morning to you too. Who the F is Sophia? So it happens all the time. Hey, some entertainment news for you. The Talk is actually hiring a host to replace Sharon Osbourne. And they're doing auditions. Luckily, we got a hold of the tapes.
Auditions for The Talk. Please slate your name.
Ozzy Osbourne here. I know you can barely understand me, but it's still better than having Sharon on the show. Sharon! Oh, I forgot. She's not here.
Andrew Dice Clay. Put me in a room with a bunch of chicks. You'll have to change the name of this show to The Bang. Oh!
Gordon Ramsay. Cheryl, stop getting your knickers in a twist. My gran could argue better, and she's dead.
Mr. Forever President Donald Trump. Frankly, your ratings are a disaster. I will save this show so bigly.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Bill Cosby. I'm back, cut!
I would go with Andrew Dice Clay. That would be my pick.
I never liked Clay.
No?
No.
Oh, hickory dickory. I think you get it.
It was funny the first time, mm-hmm. and then it was I was done with it.
Hey, one of the topics we talked about during the X-Files was the fact that Gillian Anderson, who was the star of the X-Files back in the day, has she done any work since then? It's been few and far between, I think. She's like absolutely 100% against bras. She said, I'm never wearing a bra again in my life. She goes, I don't care if they hang down on my belly button. Not wearing a bra, they're uncomfortable, not doing it. So I did a Bloom Daddy informal survey at 720, had a couple of ladies call in. And they said, nah, we're not doing that because, you know, those things need to be up there and not down there. And then Lori sent me an email saying, because I said, hey, look, I'm perfectly okay if, ladies, you want to go braless. I got no issues with it. So she sent me a text saying, well, how would you feel if your mom walked around braless? And I said, that is just disgusting. Like that, I mean, who would bring my mother into this? So anyway, Lori sent me another one. She says, it sounds like you are discriminating against older boobs. If you want them to run free, they all have to run free. I am non-discriminatory, Lori, when it comes to the chesticles. I do not discriminate. If you want them all to run free, I got no problem with it. I mean, it is what it is. I'm perfectly cool with it. If Jillian likes it, I like it. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to Bunny. In Wheeling. Bunny, your thoughts on bras.
So here's the thing. Bloomer, do you like whitey tighties?
Hate them.
So a bra sometimes is like that.
Oh,
would
I.
You want to wear white?
No, I get
you
it.
You want to wear whitey tighties?
But okay. Bunny, I'm on your side here. If you want to have a big movement in America to go braless, I will be your spokesperson. I'm okay with it. If going braless is considered being woke, consider me woke. I'm okay with it. I'm on your side.
So does that mean you're going braless, Bunny?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
No.
Why not?
It's just sometimes it's comfort. It's just not always comfortable. If you're athletic, oh my gosh, that would be horrible.
Yeah.
Especially you're gifted because then they keep hitting you in the head.
But buddy, don't they have training like
sports bras?
Yeah, sports bras training and stuff. Bras. Well, I'm saying for training, athletic training. so that they keep the chesticles in. So I mean, really, you don't need them, do you?
You don't. But then sometimes, didn't you tell a story way back when you went to see a medical professional?
Oh yeah, gravity. Yep.
Right.
So same thing.
Sometimes, yeah. But
buddy, I'm so glad you remembered that story.
I remember everything.
All right, buddy, thank you. Sometimes gravity is a biatch. That's all we can say there. But no, if that's the next movement in America, you know, have to defund the police and
woke
and everything else hashtag and all this woke stuff. Yeah, if there's a hashtag brawless, I'm in.
Radio 1170 WWVA.
Hey, perhaps it's time for a new career. Maybe it's just time for a change. We made finding a job easy. Go to the website gethiredohiovalley.com, all presented by Domino's. Immediate positions are available, many full-time with benefits. The perfect career could just be a click away. And check back often. There's positions and companies added daily. gethiredohiovalley.com or check out this station's website. Presented by Domino's.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy, and I want to let you know I buy United Dairy products for two reasons. Number one, it's the best quality milk, ice cream, orange juice, and popsicles, period. And number two, owner James Carson makes me buy his product because we're buddies. Just kidding. Not about being buddies with James, but nobody makes me do anything other than my mama. So when you head to the grocery store, buy United Dairy products. They're full of nutrients, they're full of protein, and James Carson is full of you-know-what. Again, I can say that because we're buddies. At least until he hears this ad. Buy United Dairy.
Want to find some great local entertainment and recreation less than a tank of gas away? Then go to this station's website and check out the One Tank Trip page to enjoy some of these great places this summer, like Belmont Mansion Museum, Clendenning Lake Marina, Black Sheep Vineyard, Living Word Outdoor Drama, Kruger Street Toy and Train Museum, and Tappan Lake Park and Marina. Let the One Tank Trip page be your guide to a fun, affordable, and safe summer.
Elmhurst, the House of Friendship, has been Wheeling's finest assisted living for older adults since 1890. Now is the time to schedule your private tour. Enjoy the best of life at Elmhurst. Call today at 304-242-0240.
New from Bud Light Seltzer. It's Bud Light Seltzer iced tea and Bud Light Seltzer lemonade. Bold, bubbly, and packed with summer flavor. These new seltzers are a better summer combination than baseball games and Jumbotron proposals. Grab them in a variety pack today, or try them together in our half iced tea, half lemonade mix pack. Bud Light Seltzer iced tea and Bud Light Seltzer lemonade. The perfect summer combo. Enjoy responsibly. AB Bud Light Seltzer iced tea and Bud Light Seltzer lemonade. RC Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, whenever I've needed a realty company, I've always gone with only one, Harvey Goodman Realtor. Why? Well, they've never done me wrong, and I feel Harvey Goodman Realtor always has my back. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. So if you're selling or buying, why would you choose anyone other than the number one realty company in the Ohio Valley, who's also been ranked number one in sales volume and units sold for 15 straight years? I mean, that's incredible. Harvey Goodman Realtor, make the call to the number one realty company in the Ohio Valley. It's a call you won't regret.
The high cost of living ain't nothing like the cost of living high.
Live on stage, country superstar Jamie Johnson.
You should have seen it in color.
Don't miss Jamie Johnson, performing all of his hits at the Capitol Theater in Wheeling. For tickets to see Jamie Johnson on July 30th, go to CapitolTheaterWheeling.com or call the box office. Presented by Latshaw Productions.
now available at all six Straub Automotive dealerships. Straub as is, select pre-owned. There are budget-friendly customer trade-ins sold as is to save you more.
Each vehicle goes through a 150-point inspection.
It's road-tested, safety-inspected, and comes with a fresh West Virginia state inspection.
Financing is available for all situations.
Straub as is, select. They may not be perfect, but they could be perfect for you. Drive smart. Drive Straub.
All with proof credits and for details.
Relationships can be difficult. Knowing your rights before papers are filed is crucial to protecting children and marital assets. Hiring the right lawyer can make the difference. Licensed in Ohio and West Virginia, McCardle Law Office knows how to navigate complex and emotionally charged family law cases on both sides of the river. Let McCardle Law Office, located at 2139 Marcus Street in Wheeling, use its 25 years of experience to assist you. They use old-fashioned values to produce the right results.
Business is booming, and your local Domino's Pizza is hiring delivery experts. Every day is payday at Domino's, so join the team, and you can earn as much as $15 or more an hour with a flexible schedule. Apply online at applydominoes.easyapply.co.
Bloom Daddy here to let you know somebody is offering 12 new burgers for your tummy. And that somebody is Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry. Now, you can still get the old favorites like bacon belly burgers and pepper cheeseburgers, but now you have 12 new burger choices like sweet bourbon burgers, which I've had, and I'll explain to you this way. Dang, son! And how about black pepper parm burgers? Haven't tried this one yet, but I have to imagine it's incredible. All told, you could choose from over 20 different burger flavors only at Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry.
Bloom Daddy.
We're talking about talk to text. Bloom Daddy at iHeartMedia.com got this one right here. It says, true story. I said, could you, or his wife said, could you pick me up some Tampax? And it came through, could you pick me up some thumbtacks? And I replied, the kind you push in with your thumb, or do we need to use a hammer?
That's priceless. That is priceless. You imagine what did she think after that?
That's the funniest part. I'm envisioning his wife reading it going, I married an idiot. you know he was getting crucified.
Until she probably reread the text.
Yeah, exactly. That is great.
That's a classic right there.
Netflix looking to add video games to its streaming library over the next year. It's going to be available on the platform at no extra cost to you. The video games will give Netflix another way to lure customers and also offer something none of its direct competitors currently provide, so you can look to that. Also, Antonio Banderas, latest actor to join Harrison Ford in the fifth installment of the Indiana Jones franchise. Production currently underway. The film is set to debut on July 29th of 2022. And because I know you've been sitting on the edge of your seats waiting for this, Lifetime has announced Harry and Meghan Escaping the Palace will premiere Monday, September 6th at 8 o'clock, like anybody gives a damn. Hey, the number one jock sniffer in America, Bob Costas, ripping on more than likely you. Anti-Republican tirade during an interview. Blasted former President Trump. Then he went on to say this. But the Republican Party, by and large, with exceptions, Romney, Liz Cheney, they aren't just right-wing. They're living in a delusional world. And no party or movement led by Donald Trump can ever be about honesty, integrity, or any sort of consistent principle or any rational understanding of patriotism. This was a guy who was willing to subvert the very pillars of democracy if it suited him. Then he blasted the recently held CPAC convention in Dallas. He compared the conservative event to a Mardi Gras of lunacy and ignorance. What do you think, Otis?
Yeah, just, I mean, typical far left liberal. That's all it is. I mean, he has no concept of what reality is.
They end up describing exactly what they are. Lunacy and what did he say there? Ignorance. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's describing himself. I have never, ever liked Bob Costas from the age of 10 all the way through. Every time I listened to Bob Costas, I saw Bob Costas, all I saw was arrogance and elitism and a guy who just sits there and thinks of words that you would never use in your everyday life. Look, the first thing they tell you in broadcasting school.
He is a stat magnet.
It's one thing to be a stat magnet. It's another thing to describe those stats in ways that the average American cannot relate to. Mm-hmm. The first thing they tell you in broadcasting school, and I know they told this to you at WVU, was speak normally. Speak like you would be speaking to somebody in a bar, in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Down to earth, on that level. He does not do that. And he doesn't do that because he wants you to know that he thinks he's smarter than you.
Well,
I mean, that's what it is.
Even in the print media, they say act like you're writing to like fifth graders.
Yeah.
Because some people, it's just the way it is. And, I mean, quotes are different, but it's a different thing.
And on top of that, another reason I can't stand him is because this guy wants to come off like this expert on sports. And to me, you got to have a lick of athleticism if you want to be an expert. You got to have played at least something. I don't care if it was T-ball when you were six. Bob Costas doesn't have an athletic bone in his body. Like I said, he's that kid growing up that was sniffing everybody else's jocks, wanted to be in the locker room, couldn't play a damn thing, and went the route he went because he's trying to make up for it. I can't stand the guy. Never have. And that was before I even knew his political views. And now that I know his political views, I detest him. My man, where in the hell have you been?
Man, I've been working my fanny off all summer.
Working? You've been retired for 20 years.
Right, and I'm going in a hole.
What, are you digging a grave for yourself in your backyard?
No, I do tree work, yard work, fence work, stuff like that.
Okay. You know? I thought maybe you just...
That was a hell of a question you just asked.
Well, I'm just...
I love to keep busy, you know.
Okay.
But when you're talking earlier about Jim Brown.
Jim Brown and Barry Sanders?
He was really good. I mean, really good.
Oh, I know he was.
When he was being interviewed after he retired, the guy was asking him questions, and he said, was you ever cowed by somebody where you didn't play good or anything, you know? And he said, yes, the Pittsburgh Steelers with Ernie Stautner. He said, they're the only ones that had my number for the first several years in the league. And my older brothers, I'm telling you, if you bet against Cleveland that day, it was like getting money, free money. And the bookies didn't like it, and they tried to change the amount, you know, that Cleveland would be favored by.
Right.
But it didn't work for them, and that was that's when I first, by my older brothers, I first learned how to gamble and how to win.
Wonderful thing to learn. Hey, Paul, in the 7 years, 8 years I've been talking to you, I realized one thing about you.
Okay.
Other than you're a tough SOB, you are the biggest Ernie Stautner fan in the history of Ernie Stautner fans, aren't you?
No, people just appreciated him because he didn't take no crap from nobody.
No, I know. He played tough. He was a tough guy.
When he was in the war, he fought on that last big island that we had to take from Japan.
All right, Paul. I got to get going, okay? Hey, you go out and dig a couple fence posts. Don't do it when it's too hot, though. Wait till the sun goes down.
Good advice.
Okay. See you, my man.
Okay.
And I will see you on Monday morning. Same time, same place.
If you're... Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.